Welcome to the show. Nice to be with you.
Always a pleasure, Benji.
I am right in saying, David, that the UN thing was supposed to be a discussion about the Middle East and just completely got hijacked by the Palestinian issue.
Yeah, I mean, that's not unusual for the UN. I mean, that seems to be the case almost all the time. I mean, you have the famous Common Agenda Item 7 that basically instigates criticism of Israel. What was interesting was that, you know, Abbas obviously has a clear strategy over here. You know, he's found now a U.S. administration that is certainly doesn't have the sensitivity that Obama had to his perspective, and that's really calling him out and saying, listen, you know, if you're serious about peace, come to the table, have the discussions, really calling his bluff and showing him up really for who he really is. And he doesn't like that one bit, especially when it's just the U.S., Israel, and his strategy now is to try and internationalize this conflict. And so, look, let's have an international conference. Let's set up a P5+1 framework, because he knows, you know, if he brings the Russians and the French and others to the table, he's likely to have more sympathy for his perspective. You know where the Europeans stand on these things. And the Americans were quite straightforward in their response. You know, we're not going to have any of this. This kind of rejectionism is not going to get the Palestinians anything. They're not going to chase you. A hand is outstretched. Come to the table and stop messing around.
Yeah, and I see that Nikki Haley was having a bit of an argument with Abbas, saying that U.S. recognition of Jerusalem as the capital is not going to change.
Yeah, I mean, her goal was to make it very clear that the Palestinians can't run and they can't hide, and there's no other strategy. If Daddy says no, you can't run to none. You know, don't think you can escape your responsibilities. You know, it's to come to the table. You know, the United States has made their position very clear. The United States is certainly the lead mediator in this conflict, and you can't run to the Europeans. We're standing firm in our position. You know, and she was unequivocal about that.
Yeah, 100%. Very interesting. And for his part, Abbas is saying all sorts of stupid things. I see here being quoted as saying that Israel occupied our territories in 1948. In other words, there's nothing to do with the Six-Day War or trying to figure out what's going on in Judea, Samaria, and the West Bank. He's just gone off the script completely.
Yeah, I mean, that's something, unfortunately, that they've been saying for quite some time. I mean, stark example of how the Palestinians are really doing things. And you know, the question that Israelis have had, and National Security has had for a long time, is that is there a legitimate partner over here? Are they genuine and sincere? And they say they want to come to an agreement that will actually bring about the cessation of hostilities, or is this whole peace discussion in the mind of the Palestinians just a ploy to generate further consensus on the which has been the greatest fear of the Israeli population for a very, very long time. So, this kind of combination that we're seeing now is really drawing the line underneath the Israeli fears, really. Showing, really, that the Palestinians are not sincere.
Yeah, moving away from the UN a little bit, David, I see internally some other interesting aspects going on. 30 years after of limbo, after 30 years of limbo, rather, traditional Ethiopian Jewish religious leaders have been recognized by Israel. That's an interesting development.
Yeah, that is a fascinating development. And, it's well known around the world that the Israeli revenue is pulls no punches in terms of how it deals with the issue of who is Jewish and who is not Jewish and conversions and what conversions it affects. And, obviously there's been a push and pull between the state which has been traditionally more liberal in these markets, and the rabbinate, which does control a lot of the decision-making process around life cycle events. This is one of those issues, you know, the question of the Ethiopian Jewish population. Some segments of the population have been some doubt as to the history of their Jewish connection over a number of years. They obviously feel like Jews and they practice traditions that are very similar and same as Jewish traditions. And they've wanted very much for a long time to be a part of Israeli society and to be recognized by the authorities that be in Israel. And this is a very special occasion for them that the state has finally met them, recognized them, and their opinion to the community.
All right, well, there you have it. Thank you so much, David Efum from the Algemeine, and I guess we'll chat to you next week.
Yes, always a pleasure. Looking forward.
David Efum there. He's the editor of the Algemeine. Apologies, it was a little bit of a bad line there, but nonetheless, some pretty interesting topics going on, and very, good to see what's going on around the world. Lots of fighting going on at the UN.